Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereals shot from guns, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you husky!
Gold, gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
That can make a better cereal than Quaker Puffed Wheat. It's neat. And when you hear the shooting, you're darn tootin' that Quaker makes the ones shot from guns.
And just as quick as a gunshot, the minute you taste them, you'll know they're the ones you want for breakfast every morning. Yes, when you pour out a bowl full of swell-tasting Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, add milk or cream and your favorite fruit, they score a quick hit with your appetite. So crisp, so tender, so tempting. You just can't beat delicious Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat. Enjoy this treat starting tomorrow. Two men moved along the trail toward Selkirk during a heavy snowstorm. One of them was tall and heavily built. The other was young and slim. Bill Andrews, the young man, had recently left prison and had been met by the older man, whom he'd known as a cellmate. Bill rode the sled in silence for a while. Then he spoke.
Now look, Scotty, who are the friends you're taking me to see? What's the good job you said you could get me?
Bill, you told me you needed cash. That you wanted to make it quick and then go to the States, right?
That's right, but...
Well, I reckon it's about time I put you wise to what this is all about. Oh! Oh, you huskies, oh. Remember when we were cellmates? I told you about Savage Thorne?
Well, yeah, you told me he was the gang leader you used to work with.
Right. Savage is mighty clever. The Mounties have tried for a long time to catch him in the gang. The gang always works with masks, so nobody except his men know what Savage really looks like.
I remember you telling me you were the only one of the gang ever captured.
Yeah, that's right. 2 years ago, we robbed a bank. Then we separated. The Mounties trailed me. I had a flesh wound and couldn't travel fast. I knew they'd catch me, so I didn't go near the hideout. You came to the prison right after that.
Did Savage keep in touch with you?
Sure. Those short letters I used to get signed Mabel were really from Savage. Nobody at the prison got wise. Anyhow, I'm taking you now to see Savage and the others.
Did you tell him about me?
Sure, sure. I told Savage all about you. How you used to work for the express company and got railroaded for something you say you didn't do.
That's right. I went to jail on a trumped-up charge, and that's the truth.
Anyway, it made you hate the Mounties. And Savage figures you'll want to get back at the express company, too.
Maybe I do.
You'll have the chance. We'll reach the hideout before dark. Then you and Savage will talk it over.
Mush! Mush, you husky!
A short Yukon day was drawing to a close when Bill Andrews and his former cellmate, Scotty, approached a prospector's cabin situated on a side trail a couple of miles south of Selkirk.
Here we are. Oh!
I don't see anybody.
You won't yet. Savage dresses like a prospector when he's here. And with his whiskers, he looks just like a sourdough. He's most likely waiting for us to knock on the door.
But the others...
You will find out. Come on.
Well, howdy, strangers. What do you... Oh, it's you, Scotty. Come in.
Come on, Bill.
Right.
Bill Andrews, this is Savage Thor.
Well, how do you do?
You,
I didn't expect to find you alone.
I saw you coming along the trail. Wait a minute, I'll call the others.
Savage moved to center table, lifted a small rag rug, and opened a trap door.
Come on up, boys. Scotty just arrived with his friend Andrews. Fellas, meet Andrews. Well, that's Sam. Big Blackie.
Hi, fellas. I suppose that's the way you fooled the constable when he investigated this place.
Right.
But if he found out about that trap door, the others would be trapped down there.
Nope, I'm not that stupid, Bill. There's a narrow passageway that leads from that cellar to a clump of brush in the trees behind the cabin. If I thumped twice with my heel on the floor, the others would go through that passageway, go outside, and get the drop on anyone who might be in here.
Oh, that's a clever arrangement.
I think so. We hide the dogs and the dog sleds in a deserted tunnel in the ridge behind this place. I play the part of a sourdough right well whenever anyone comes snooping there. Well, say, Scotty, put up your dogs while I talk to Bill about our future plans.
All right, Savage.
Sit down, Bill.
Thanks.
Scotty told you we're willing to take you in with us.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. It's all settled then. Well, it stopped snowing now, but I figure from the way the wind is blowing, it'll be snowing again by tomorrow night.
Yeah, that suits us fine.
You figure on taking Andrews along on that job tomorrow night, Savage?
Sure, Sam. In fact, I think he'll be glad to go along.
What is the job?
Sam does some spying around town for us now and then. He found out from talk at the cafe that the prospectors have a lot of gold waiting at the express office for shipment. We plan to take that gold tomorrow night, and that'll give you a chance to get back at the company, Bill.
It sure will.
There's six of us now. We'll take three dog sleds. We're two to a sled. After the robbery, we'll separate, even if it is snowing. Then meet here. Bill, you and Scotty will act as lookouts while we go inside and grab that gold.
The following afternoon, the snow started again. Sergeant Preston and his great dog, Yukon King, arrived in town and went directly to the constable's office.
Oh, King! Hi, Husky! Hello, ho! Stay with the team, King.
Sergeant Preston, you made good time.
Hello, Constable. Came as quickly as I could. Weather isn't good for traveling.
Sit down, Sergeant. During weather like this, when snow is falling, that the crooks strike. In spite of their many crimes, I haven't been able to get a line on them.
The pattern they're following indicates the gang may be led by Savage Thorn. He and his men always operate during a storm.
Savage Thorn, huh? I've heard a lot about him.
Yes, he's the most wanted crook in the Yukon right now. In spite of all the robberies he and his men have committed, we don't have a good definite description of him. Savage is very clever.
I found that out, sir.
Have you searched for his hideout?
I certainly have. I made the rounds of all the cabins I could find in this district and found nothing suspicious of any one of them.
Still, from all indications, he and his gang are still around.
That's right. A few nights ago, the same masked gang held up the cafe here. As usual, snow was falling, and I lost the trail. They made their getaway in two dog sleds, each taking a different direction.
I'll put up the team, then we'll question the victims of the robberies. Might get something from one of them. I'll be back shortly.
That night, Savage and the others rode the trail with three dog sleds as they headed for town through the storm.
Bush!
Sam was saying to Savage,
"Hey, Savage, that new fella seems mighty quiet. You think he'll do all right with the gang?"
"Yeah, sure, why not? After tonight, he'll be hunted along with the rest of us. So we'll have nothing to worry about."
"He seemed kind of nervous to me just before we started. Especially after Vic came back from town. Told us about that Mountie sergeant who arrived. One who has a big dog."
"Preston, you mean? Well, we've managed to get away from him before this. The snow covers our tracks, and the strong wind blows away the scent so the dog can't pick it up. I'm not worried. Buster, you are! Get along!"
The Six men entered town and moved along in the eerie semi-darkness between the buildings. They left the sleds behind the express office.
Hold that. Hey, Scotty. Look, you go between the buildings on the left and stand watch.
Right.
Andrews, you go between those on the right.
Yeah.
You other three will go inside with me. Then we'll get the gold and leave by the back door. Then you get to your sled and head along the back trail. We'll follow the river a short distance and meet you at the cabin. You get it?
Yeah,
let's go.
Bill Andrews moved along the side of the building and stood beneath an evergreen. When the others were out of sight, he took a small bottle of whale oil from his pocket, which he had managed to get without notice at the cabin. He stomped his footprints in the snow and then poured some of the strong-smelling oil on his mucklucks. Meantime, Savage and the others entered the express office wearing their masks.
What the? Mask and holding guns.
All right, sit down, you, and keep quiet.
Oh!
Yeah, that'll hold for a while. Well, let's get the gold from the safe.
All right.
Hey, we're lucky. Safe is unlocked. Grab a few of those pokes, fellas.
Yeah. Take these.
Make it fast.
Yeah, I'll take the rest of them.
I reckon we have them all. Here's some cash, too. Let's go out the back way.
All right.
Hey, Scotty, Bill.
Yeah?
Yeah, we made it. Express clerk is knocked out. Let's get the sleds and start for the cabin.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Say, Dad, Mother, Sister, Brother, the whole family goes for this breakfast treat. Quaker Puffed Rice or Quaker Puffed Wheat. The ready-to-serve cereals shot from guns.
Hey, open up! Open up in the name of the law!
Hey, you! What's going on here?
Well, I... Well, say, who are you?
Me? You kidding? I'm an officer of the law.
Well, I was...
Say, bud, I heard some shooting in here. And I ain't...
Look, officer. What you heard was me explaining about the gun that shoots Quaker Popped Rice and Quaker Popped Wheat.
Glory be. Young man, that's the gun that's got them all beat.
Oh?
Sure. A fella like me works pretty hard, on your feet all day. You need a good breakfast.
And that's where Quaker Popped Rice and Quaker Popped Wheat comes in, huh?
Right, me lad.
Yes, the cereals shot from guns furnish extra food values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron.
Just pour on the old milk or cream, top with fruit, and you know what?
No, what?
Laddie, there's no beating that eating.
What? Yes, sir, that's a mighty good tip. Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice are actually exploded up to 8 times normal size to make them crisp and tender. These premium grains are shot through and through with nut-like flavor, too. Just remember to ask for Quaker Popped Rice and Quaker Popped Wheat in the big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. Now to continue. It was a short time later when the express clerk entered the constable's office.
Constable, sergeant, the masked crooks, 4 of them. They robbed the safe.
You're hurt.
I'm all right now. One of them hit me on the head and knocked me out. When I came to, I staggered to the back door, thinking I heard voices out there. I saw 3 dog teams leaving. Seemed to be 6 men. Couldn't see much because of the storm. I passed out again for a short time. Ben came here.
Must be Savage Thorne again.
We'll get right over there. On the way, we'll leave the clerk at the doctor's. Come on.
Sergeant Preston hurriedly hitched his dogs to the sled and then drove the clerk to the doctor's. From there, he and the constable went to the express office.
Sulking! Hurry, Husky! Hullo, ho!
The 2 Mounties left the dog team at the front of the building while they looked for the sled tracks at the back.
The tracks of the sled are fairly well covered already, Sergeant. But it's easy to make out that 1 dog sled went in a different direction from the other 2.
Yes. 2 of the crooks must have acted as lookouts. The clerk said only 4 came inside, but that he saw 6 men leaving. The King's found something under that evergreen. Come on. Constable, look. Here where the ground's protected from the falling snow, a set of footprints.
King should be able to get a scent from those.
I doubt if he could follow a scent in this wind. A strong odor here.
Smells like rotted fish.
If it's something that was on the man's mucklucks and it's that strong, King might be able to trail him. At least we'll give it a try. Find him, King. Find boy.
King's running back between the buildings.
He's stopping where the sled marks show. Come on.
Now he's turning, heading back toward the back trail. The man who left that smell from his mucklucks is running behind his sled. King should be able to keep after him.
I hope so. All right, on King! On, you husky!
Scotty and Bill Andrews had left the back trail and headed for the cabin. As they moved along, Scotty, who was riding the sled, asked...
Hey, Bill, how come you insisted all of a sudden that you were to drive the team? You usually ride the sled.
Oh, I suppose I got nervous, Scotty, and thought I'd be able to make better time.
Well, you are much younger than I am, and you have made good time. But I sure wish you hadn't put all that smelly oil on your mucklucks. I haven't been able to smell anything else since we left the cabin.
Well, my mucklucks were kind of dried, and when I saw that bottle of whale oil at the cabin, I remembered it was good for softening hide. I did use a lot of it.
Oh, you'll have to wrap them in a sack and put them outside. The fellas aren't going to want them smelling at the cabin all night.
Maybe the smell will wear off by the time we get there.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Mush! Mush, you husky!
Meantime, the two Mounties followed King as he raced along the trail. The tracks of the crook's sled were no longer discernible, and Preston hoped that King still could follow the strong scent he had found under the evergreen. Once at a cross trail, King seemed to have lost the scent.
Hey, husky! What a hole!
Well, Constable, King seems to have lost it.
For some minutes, King circled, whining. And then he stood for a moment on the cross trail, sniffing. He had caught a faint scent of the heavy, smelling oil. He raised his head and barked. Then started along the cross trail.
I think he's found it again.
That means they took the cross trail.
All right, on, you huskies! On!
Later, at the cabin, the three dog teams and sleds used by the crooks had been put away in the tunnel. And the six men were grouped around the table, upon which Savage Thorne had placed the loot.
We got away with it. We made a good haul, too.
Yeah, I sure hope the Mounties can't find our trail.
No chance in this storm. Our tracks were covered in no time.
Well, somebody will have to stand guard just in case.
Well, I'll stay up here to watch. The rest of you go into the cellar. There are cots down there and plenty of air comes through the passageway.
Oh, I'd like to stay up here with you. I'm not sleepy. If we hear anyone coming, I'll go below and wake the others.
Well, that's all right with me. Say, by the way, let's divvy this golden cash in the morning, huh? No use having it spread out here on the table if anyone should come by.
That's your idea.
I'll put it into a sack and hide it under my bunk.
Oh, I'm ready to turn in. How about the rest of you?
Yes, that's me fine.
I'm glad Bill isn't coming down there. I can still smell that stuff he put on his mucklucks.
Oh, it's about worn off by
well,
now.
Well, if it bothers me, I'll make him sleep with the dog.
Good.
I don't reckon that mind. Go on down now so as we can put the rug and table back in place.
All right.
The four others went into the cellar, and Savage insisted that Bill play cards with him to while away the time.
And you lose again, Bill. Looks like you don't have your mind on what we're doing, Bill.
Why... I'm rusty at this game, Savage.
What are you going to say? What are you listening to? Say, I hear something too.
Savage quickly went to the window overlooking the trail. The snow had stopped falling, and a moment later he could make out a dog team moving up the trail.
Hey, somebody's coming. Go below quick. Wake the others and tell them to be ready in case I give the warning signal. Hurry it up.
Right.
Better close it after.
Yeah.
Out on the trail, Sergeant Preston saw the lighted cabin ahead.
There's a cabin, Constable.
Yes, I stopped there a few days ago. There's a prospector living there alone.
We'll ask him if anyone's passed here tonight.
Good idea.
The two Mounties went the short distance to the cabin in silence. And then, just as King was about to turn in toward the door... Preston called a halt.
Okay. Hi, you husky. Come on, boy.
Well, howdy, strangers.
Well, a couple of Mounties, eh? What can I do for you?
Sorry to bother you so late, but we saw the light.
Well, no bother at all.
Did you hear anyone pass here tonight?
Come to think of it, I did, Sergeant.
Oh?
Dog team went by some time ago, making fast time, too.
That must have been the one we're trailing, Sergeant. We better go on.
Yes, we've lost enough time.
Your dog went inside. Come out of there, you.
King! Hill boy.
King had followed the heavy scent inside and tried to make his master understand.
He must smell the bacon I have hanging from the rafter back there.
That might be it, Sergeant.
I'll see.
You might as well come in, too, Constable.
All right. Look, he's pawing at that rug under the table.
Well, I dropped a bit of bacon at supper. I reckon the dog's hungry, Sergeant. I'll give him a piece of dried caribou. Wait a minute. Here, fella.
King had been trained never to accept food from strangers, and he paid no attention to the offer. Preston was fast becoming suspicious.
King's interested in something under this rug. Well, trap door under here.
Yes, that's right. I keep my supplies down there. Just to satisfy you, before you leave, I'll let you look down there if you want to, Sergeant.
It could be that King smells the stuff that's stored down there.
It's possible.
Best thing is to let you look over the cellar right now, I guess. I have no objection.
All right.
You move that table, will you?
Right.
He's sure anxious. Lift the trap door.
Savage stood beside King and lifted the trap door. The dog leaned forward, sniffing. At that moment, Savage, using his foot, shoved the big dog forward.
Go on down there.
And King, losing balance, fell downward as Savage dropped the door and quickly drew his gun.
I'll reach both of you.
Savage's timing had been perfect, and both Mounties were covered by his gun before either one could draw.
Constable, he tricked us.
I don't get it.
I do. King caught the scent again.
Preston, surprised by Savage's fast action, quickly looked for a way out. He still stood with a small but heavy table between him and the crook. Suddenly, he kicked the table, at the same time drawing his gun.
My arm, Drop your guns! Drop them, Mounty!
Sergeant, look.
Well, we seem to have found the gang, Constable.
You'll be sorry you did, Mounty. You hurt bad, Savage.
Just an arm wound. We'll make him pay plenty for that.
Yeah, we'll plug him. Leave him buried in the cellar. They sure walked into a trap, Savage.
I think you're the one who walked into a trap.
Who's got those guns? Quick!
Hey, look. Look in the doorway. Andrew's holding a gun.
As the group momentarily turned to look, Preston and the Constable picked up their guns. Savage went for his, too, but Preston kicked it aside.
Shoot the Mounties!
You're covered. Drop those guns.
I'll get Andrews.
Hold it. King! Watch that man, King.
What fun of the boys out through the passage?
Drop those guns.
Yeah, all right. There's mine.
Mine, too.
With Bill on their side and us between them, we don't have a chance.
I'll collect their guns, Sergeant.
Hey, Scotty. How come you brought that double-crossing polecat here to join the gang?
I thought he was on the level, Savage.
I have the gun, Sergeant. The express money is under the bank.
Good. You and the constable handcuff these men while I keep them covered.
While a crook stood under the watchful eyes of Sergeant Preston and King, the constable and Bill put handcuffs on them. When they'd finished, Scotty spoke.
Hey, what about Bill Andrews? He went to prison a year ago and just got out. He joined the gang. He's guilty with the rest of us.
What about that, Sergeant? I know this fellow helped us and
it's
all that.
It's all right, Constable. Good work, Bill. Our plan finally worked out.
What?
I don't understand.
Maybe this letter will explain.
Read it aloud, Constable. Savage and his men appear to be interested.
To whom it may concern, John Andrews, a former member of this force, was killed by Savage Thorne's gang. His son, Bill Andrews, is voluntarily entering prison to become friendly with the only member of the gang ever caught, so that he may help capture Thorne and his men.
Wait a minute.
This fact is known only to the judge who sentenced him, to the warden, to Sergeant Preston, and to me. It's signed Inspector Conrad, Northwest Mounted Police.
Why, you double-crosser!
Sorry, Scotty. You weren't with Savage when my dad was killed. At least you'll not hang.
John Andrews was a good friend of mine and a fine member of the force. When Bill came to me and suggested his plan, I realized it might work. Convinced the inspector to let him try it.
The plan sure worked. What you did took a lot of courage, Bill.
The sergeant kept in constant touch with me. I felt that with him ready to follow through when the time came, I ran little risk. You see, I figure it was good experience for me. I hope to become a Mountie.
And you'll make a fine one, Bill. This gang would have trapped us if you hadn't been here to help.
Oh, I knew you'd find this hideout, Sergeant. You see, I counted on King to follow the scent I left with the whale oil I rubbed on my muckler.
Where are you?
That was fast thinking. Your plan worked, too. Savage, All of you are under arrest for robbery and murder in the name of the Crown. Bill, after we get these crooks behind bars and return the stolen gold and cash, I'll take you back to Dawson with me. This case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Here's a chance you fellas and girls won't want to miss for anything.
Grab the nearest pencil and paper so you can get the details.
In answer to many requests, the sensational shooting cannon ring is being offered for a limited time.
This special offer may be withdrawn at any moment, so get every word.
You may never hear this offer again after today.
This exciting shooting cannon ring actually shoots.
It shoots even while you're wearing it on your finger.
Shoots in all directions.
Up or down.
To the right side or left.
Turn it all the way around and fire it behind you.
It's mounted on a three-way swivel.
And to make it shoot in any direction, just aim, pull back the firing pin, slowly, and let her go.
It works by a spring action inside the big, shiny, heavy metal barrel.
Now get this now, because you may never hear it again after today.
While the limited supply holds out in this special offer, you can get a shooting cannon ring for only 25 cents and a box top from delicious Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice.
Just get any package at your store of the famous wheat or rice shot from guns.
Send to Cannon Ring, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois.
Write down that address because this offer may have to be withdrawn at any moment.
Send a box top from Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice with 25 cents in coin and your name and address.
And write this down now because this may be the last time you'll hear it.
Send to Cannon Ring, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois.
And then rush your order to the nearest mailbox.
That address is Cannon Ring, Box L, Chicago 77, Illinois. And send tonight.
As Sergeant Preston drove through a blizzard, he saw a man staggering from side to side on the trail.
Hulking! Hey, Husky! What a hole!
Mister, help me!
Why, you're Dick Thompson, driver for the express company.
Yeah. Sled and dog stolen. Two men stole on sled. I can't...
Easy, man. I have you.
On the sled now.
You've been hurt badly. We must get you to a hospital fast.
All right, on King! On, you husky!
When the sergeant and King started after the holdup men, the trail took them into the icy wilderness of the North Country, where they found an unexpected ally, a dog resolved to avenge his master's murder. Don't miss this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday at the same time by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. The breakfast cereals shot from guns.
Boys and girls, free circus animal toys, one in every box of Muppets, the round shredded wheat. Lions, tigers, six ferocious jumping circus animals in all. One free of extra cost in every box of Muppets. M-U-F-F-E-T-S, Muppets shredded wheat. Get Muppets shredded wheat and your free circus animal toy today. That's Muppets, the round shredded wheat.
This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. So long. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.